As we change our clocks back an hour this weekend, make sure that we all change the batteries in our smoke detectors, unless you've got one that's good for 10 years. So they have those out on the market now. But most of the smoke detectors that we encounter throughout the community are usually like 9-volt powered, and those batteries only last so long. So it's important to make sure that we change those. Yeah, at least once a year. If you want to change them twice a year, just to make sure, that's even better, and make sure that we check them monthly. So it's important to make sure that those are working, because it really can increase your chance of survival of a fire inside your home significantly. You know, the most important thing that we can do and have our residents do is exit the structures when they catch on fire. Does not take long for that smoke and fire to spread throughout your home. So these days, it's only a couple minutes before that entire dwelling is uninhabitable. So if we can make sure that people get out as fast as they possibly can, it increases the likelihood of survival. And that way, we're only dealing with the hazard to your property, not to your life.
Point. I guess that's an important thing to talk a little bit about not going back.
You know, you recognize when we arrive on scene that all of our firefighters are wearing special gear, and they've got air packs that they're wearing to make sure they can breathe cool, clean air while they're inside those fires. And unfortunately, our bodies aren't made to breathe that smoke or to deal with the gases and heat that's in there. And while you may think, oh, I'm just going to go right back in, unfortunately, all it takes is one breath of that toxic gas and the smoke to actually knock you out and render you unconscious. And unfortunately, we have that happen multiple times throughout the past few years. That people have gone back in either for belongings or for pets, or certainly I understand people trying to go back in if they have family members inside. But the biggest help they can actually provide is, you know, closing that door so the fire does not get additional oxygen and spread, but being there when we arrive on scene to point us in the direction of where that loved one may be, so that we can focus our attention on actually locating them and getting them out of the structure. It only takes one breath of that toxic smoke to basically knock you out, and unfortunately at that point you're no good to whoever or whatever you're trying to go inside to get, or yourself.
When you said it only takes a couple of minutes, like that's houses I know are built differently today, and just with their materials, and that's scary, and that's I guess another realization why you want to make sure that smoke detector works, because if your house does catch on fire, you really don't have that much time.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of our community, you know, views television shows with fires, and it looks like they burn for a long time while people are still moving around inside. And that's, unfortunately, that's Hollywood. That's not reality. And, it used to be, when our homes were made out of primarily natural, materials, you know, wood and so forth. And our, you know, beds or couches and furniture and whatever else, were made out of natural fibers like, wool and cotton, that it did take a while for it took several minutes for them to become uninhabitable. But with the amount of plastics that is built into everything that we have now, it does not take long. That's just, consider it solidified gasoline, and it puts out that thick black smoke, and is deadly very quickly. So we encourage people to make sure they've got those working smoke detectors, that they check them on a regular basis. Because your greatest chance of survival in any fire is getting notified as soon as possible and getting out of that building.
And like we always say, make sure you sleep with your door closed, and make sure. And we talk so much about checking your smoke detector this time of year, and you mentioned it too. Make sure the battery, at least this time of year, but make sure you do check it every month to make sure it works.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, go ahead and take a vacuum cleaner and clean it out as well. That way you reduce the chances of dust or spider webs or the little bugs that have gotten in there over the summer from creating problems with your smoke detectors working, whether it prevents them from working or causes false alarms. So cleaning them out on a regular basis, just using a Either some pressurized air or using a vacuum cleaner goes a long way in making sure they're working properly.
We always talk about a fire escape plan for families and to do that, but I would think probably at any age, even as you start to age, you kind of get an idea of, you know, how long it takes you to get outside.
And always make sure you have two ways out. You know, you never know when your primary escape route is going to be blocked by fire and smoke, and you have to have a second way out. So that's one thing I always do whenever I go into any building that I'm not used to. I always look for, you know, what's the primary way out I'm going to escape, and what's that secondary if something happens. Use caution. You know, never use a heating device or a fire when you're not going to be immediately available to monitor it. Just trying to make sure that we enter into the colder weather with safety in mind. And my hope is that no one gets injured this winter as we're dealing with those things. And it would be even more wonderful if we didn't have the first house fire. We don't want anyone to lose their home during the season that we're approaching.
I'm sure that's it's tough for you guys when you do have these calls, and you're dealing with families and families that do lose their homes.
Yeah, seen it more than I care to admit over the years that I've been doing this, and it definitely, you carry it with you, it weighs on you, and you know, while we love to be able to do our jobs, we want to make sure that no one is hurt and no one loses their livelihood or their homes.